Building permits spiked during the go-go years of the early 2000s, peaking in 2004. Then the bottom fell out, and new building permits in Virginia were slashed in half. They've recovered a bit since then, but the numbers have essentially been flat since 2013. Andrew Clark at the Home Builders Association of Virginia says the housing industry never really recovered from the global financial crisis.
When a lot of folks see the monthly reports on permits and housing starts, and sometimes in some months it's generally positive, they think, okay, well, the industry's coming back and we must be really hitting the peak on housing production, but it's just really not the, hasn't been the case.
Terry Clower at George Mason University says it's a story that's unfolding in different ways in different parts of Virginia.
Our areas that are growing in population, like Northern Virginia and Richmond, we're not seeing that the building permits are keeping up with the demand for new housing. So the problem that we have about housing shortages and how that affects housing affordability are continuing to be a problem and will be a problem for some period of time.
He also says that some local governments have been reluctant to issue new permits because they can't afford the police protection and the new schools that would be needed once people move in. I'm Michael Pope.